Tales from the Conduit City, written and performed by Alexia Tomlinson. You all right, Bab? Bounces and draws on the shopkeeper's tongue. It reverbs in my heart and eardrum. I smile in response, warm from somewhere deep inside, gather my things and step out onto Stevenson Street. That interaction reminds me that New Street Station may now be called Grand Central, and look like the love child of a spaceship in the all-seeing eye of Sauron. But the people of Birmingham will keep on being brimming. The people of my home city seem to possess that salt of the earth quality, kindness that's warm and oh so chummy. There's no mistaking these revamped busy streets where the banished cable car trams of the 19th century have transformed and modernized into state-of-the-art Airbus trams, sleek and shiny. Blue worms burrowing out further into neighbouring cities, connecting us while simultaneously turning us into overground commuters. I expect nothing less from this city that's always shape-shifting and evolving. You only earn monikers like the cradle of the Industrial Revolution or the workshop of the world by continually transforming. And that's the heart of the matter. The grey, slippery slabs of pavement are the bones. The canals, which we like to boast about, telling anyone that cares to hear, there are more here than Venice. These canals were the veins feeding and fueling trades. Jewellery, incoming chocolate treats, cotton, sugar. Things you might not at first realise had a direct hand in feeding slavery. The people's desires for these things supporting that exploiting industry. I have always loved living in this city. I knew that it came with a rich and complex history woven and interlocking like a heavy metal tapestry. Yet if anyone were to ask me, if you could time travel, where would you go? It was a no-brainer for a person that looks like me, melanin dripping from the crown of my hair to the tip of my toe. I'd assume that the hollowed walls of history were a no-go. That's until I started digging and excavating. Learned about great women in history, presently that share or shared this great city with me, or just made a whistle-stop tour. I just wanted to learn more and more. Like Ida B. Wells, when she came here to Birmingham in 1894 to tell her story, she regaled at large about the horrors of bondage and slavery, told the truth that in the south of the states, even though the proclamation had opened the gates, the plantation politics remained, and the black bodies that turned up maimed and lynched were no mystery. What was more exciting to discover was that she was walking in the ashes of the trailblazer activist Sarah Parker Redmond, who lectured tirelessly in 40 cities from Birmingham to Belfast, the first black woman ever to do so in the UK. And a century before Diana, there was another people's princess, Catherine Hilda Dunleap Singh, who turned her lip up at privilege, in parts, to stand in solidarity with her suffragette and blood sisters, to swing the tide of things and give women the right to vote. Standing in Brindley Place, drinking in the scenery, tasting all the mouth-watering flavours from the modern eateries, dancing in the air with the music produced from the bath, I step onto a narrow boat for afternoon tea, float away with thoughts of the future. What will you make of my contemporaries?